quarterback live at the Salem High School. Between games, the Irish boys on a two-game win streak of their own, just like the Lady Irish were coming into this contest. They opened the season with losses to Columbia, Burbank, and Mapton, and the Irish have since beaten Mackay in overtime on this floor. And then Tuesday up in Oakdale, the Irish boys beat Oakdale 63-44. And fans oftentimes like to compare scores, and it doesn't look great if you compare the Oakdale score. Osotin also played Oakdale, but there are some differences. Okay, DeSales traveled to Oakdale, which is a long road trip, and certainly a little overconfident. They were down 15-5 Tuesday night, early on. Got out front the second quarter, then the Nighthawks finished the half on a 10-0 run to tie the Irish at 30. Then the second half, the Irish pulled away and won by 19, 63-44. A week earlier, Osotin hosted Oakdale. So the Panthers, who always play very well on their home floor, they completely annihilated the Nighthawks. 78-28. A 50-point win for Osotin. So if you compare the numbers, Osotin's the team to beat in this one. Hopefully the Irish can pull off the upset at the first state game of the season on their home floor. These two teams met twice last year. Osotin winning both of them, 51-34 at Osotin and 54-49 here at DeSales. But Osotin returns just one starter off that team from last year. They have a new head coach. His name is Seth Payne. Osotin has some talented young players on their roster, and the football coach in me comes out a little bit. They're a physical-looking young group of guys, and they're going to be tough on the football field next year. They were tough this year. We only beat them 13-9. They beat league champion Waitsburg in the last game of the regular season, but I digress to football a little bit. But my point is, Osotin is a strong, athletic-looking group of guys, and they've got a talented freshman named Colby Blunt who will start them tonight. We'll talk about the starting lineups when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Bathney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hi, I'm Michelle Martiselli Kelgard, owner of Cugini Italian Imports and Deli. I inherited my Italian grandmother's love for cooking Italian deliciousness and know firsthand about the comfort a good meal prepared by loving hands can provide. I would love to comfort you with some home-cooked Italian deliciousness and help you do the same for your family. In fact, we carefully select our Italian groceries and deli items at Cugini with your comfort in mind. Italian deliciousness awaits you at Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Well, the boys have finished their warm-ups. The orange jerseyed Panthers, down to my right, with their coach ready for the lineups. A little contrast in colors. The Panther girls had the black uniforms. The Panthers, bright orange, black trim, black and white trim. Black numbers with white trim. The Irish in the home white uniforms with the green trim and the yellow numbers. Let's look at the starting lineups for Osotin, who comes to the ball game with a 4-4 record. I asked their JV coach what their record was, and he said 5-4, but they've only played 8 games, so I took away one of their wins. Anyway, they look like their girls. They're playing in the midst of a 5-game and 8-day spent. They'll play their 5th game at home in 8 days' time when they take on Waitsburg Prescott. Their starters, Thomas Weekland, a sophomore. In their most recent game that I have stats for, Tuesday, they lost a very good Pomeroy team, 68-43, on their home floor. Pomeroy played for the state championship last year at the 1B level and expect to have at least as good a team this year. Jake Goff, a senior, will start. not have a height on him, as, and I don't on weak ones either. They don't have that in this on their roster. Dane Slaybaugh, I guessed at his height because I had him from last year. I listed him at 6'2". He's a senior. He had 10 against Pomeroy. Ryan Wise, a 6'3 junior, will start. And a very talented freshman, Colby Blunt, just a freshman, goes about 5'8". He has 16 in the losing effort against Pomeroy. He is a very talented kid. They moved him to quarterback on the football team in the game that they beat Waitsburg. And very talented athlete. For DeSales, Coach John Lesko will bring out John Crowley, a 6'2 junior. Tyler Jacobson, a 5'11 senior. Cole Miedema, 6'7 junior. Cole had 19 points up at Oaksdale on Tuesday, as did Cam Richmond, the 6 foot senior who will start. Cameron had 16 and 14 points as a junior against these Panthers last year. And Zach Wade, the 6'6 sophomore, will start. 8 points and a good floor game against Oakdale on Tuesday. Blue Mountain officials on the court for this boys game, Mike Gregg, Jason Richard, and Jim Sanders. Slaybaugh and Leahy to jump it up. Slaybaugh and Leahy tip it simultaneously right to Richmond. He spins quickly to the basket and shoots it off the bottom of the backboard. Quickly the other way, Blount goes the other way and lays it in. So a coast-to-coast drive by the freshman Blount, right away letting the Panthers, the Irish, know he's here to play. Richmond had a wide-open lay-in look, but just got going too far into the basket. Swing it to Jacobson. Three on the lay won't go. Tie up on the rebound between Crowley and Slaybaugh, and that's going to be a foul on Crowley. Irish gets a signal from Coach Lesko on the bench. They want to press the inbound. As Ryan Wise will inbound to Blount. Blount pushes it right past Richmond in the lane, goes around Miedema and lays it in. So Colby Blount, 16 versus Pomeroy on Tuesday, 4 quick ones against the Irish here. Showing some very athletic moves in the lane early on is the freshman. Leahy to the elbow to Miedema, turns and shoots off the back on Mogo. Leahy follows the shot and lays it in. Zach Leahy, the 6'6 sophomore for the Irish. So Leahy at 6'6, Miedema at 6'7. Definitely gives. I'm going to whistle on a foul away from the ball on the inbound, and they're going to have a moving screen on the Panthers against trying to free up a player against the Irish press. The foul is on Thomas Weakland, the sophomore. Pass inside for Miedema, slapped away by Slaybaugh. Good physical defense by Dane Slaybaugh, 6'2 senior. They lob it into Miedema. He's off the mark, off the glass, won't go. Rebound, tips around. Goss fighting for it. Now picking it up is Wise. Wise gives it to Blount. Crowley guarding Brown. Wow, that's going to be a tough matchup for John Crowley. Crowley, 6'2 junior against Blount. Long shot by Weakland. It's an air ball, tips around. Leahy ends up with it. Leahy up court to Crowley behind the defense. Blocked out of there by Slaybaugh. Slaybaugh recovered and blocked it. Here comes Blount the other way after the long cameraman, he hands it off to Weakland for the lay-in. Blount kind of went up like he was going to shoot the one-hander, pulled it back, and passed it off to Weakland. Panthers up 6-2. Richmond for three, he's got it over Blount. And the Irish are within one at 6-5. Fast pace to this one. Richmond in backcourt against Goss. G-O-S-S-P, I'm calling it Goss. Goss has the ball slapped away by Leahy. Now to Richmond, and Leahy is knocked down, and a foul called on the Panthers. Zach Leahy, the 6'6 sophomore. Nice play there. Foul on Ryan Weiss, his first. 5:58 to go, first quarter. The Sales boys trail 6-5, but a three-pointer a moment ago by Richmond. Got it down to a one-point game. Dominic Kelgard has checked in for Miedema. Now Richmond's got to drive right side, draws the contact, hands the shot, but that's going to be a foul on Slaybaugh. Cameron's going to attack that basket when he gets the ball. He is an offensive-minded guy, the 6-foot senior. And so Cameron, a chance to tie and then give his team the lead with a couple of free throws here. 6-5, Panthers. Cameron's first free throw is off the back iron. Now the best he can do is tie it up at 6. Officials set the players along the lane. Cameron taking his time at the line. Second free throw on the way, and good. And we're tied at 6. Inbound to Blount. Sends right by the pressure of Richmond and Crowley into front court between the leg dribble. Now gets it up top to Weakland. Quickly swing it to Goss for 3. Backward, nothing else, right to Slaybaugh. His shot won't go. Rebound, Kjellgaard. Kjellgaard gets it to Leahy. Leahy and Blount go after it. Blount gets the ball to get it and scored it. No call. Blount knocks it away, but then a soccer-style kick with his foot to control it. But he's got quick hands, quick feet, too. Now he knocks it away from Leahy again. Another Irish turnover down 8-6. Panthers in front court with the ball. The Sales retreats on defense. Blount, the 5'8 freshman, making his presence felt. Right elbow with the pass back out to Blount. Blount, long three won't go. Leahy with the rebound. Kjellgaard tips it. Zach controlled it. Irish down 8-6. Blount checking Leahy at the top of the key. Gets it off to Richmond. Richmond pulls up from 12 on the right baseline. He's got it. Cameron's got 6. The game is tied at 8. 4:44 to go. Quickly played first quarter. Goff on the left wing now goes to Wise. Wise drives baseline. Loses it off his leg and out of bounds. Blount is fun to watch. The Irish are fun to watch. It's going to be a very competitive ball game. Isaiah Sanders has checked in for John Crowley. So John Lesko's gotten 2 reserves of the game. Both of them are in there right now, Kjellgaard and Sanders. Panthers show a little three-quarter court trap. Sanders beats it up the left sideline. Now he stops the dribble, gets it to Leahy between the circles. Now to Kjellgaard back to the basket. Left wing to Richmond. Down low to Sanders on the post up on Slaybaugh. Lays it in. Nice quick pass by Richmond. Nice finish by Sanders. Leahy with the steal on the inbound. He gets in the corner to Jacobson. Jacobson can't hit the shot. And then a travel call on Asotin as Goss ended up with the ball. Wise just trying to get out of his way. They bumped into each other, and traveling is called. So the Irish with a 10-8 lead and the ball, 4:06 to go first quarter. Inbounding under their own basket. Bob out front, tipped and stolen by Blount. He'll go the other way and lay it in. Wow. 8 first quarter points. An athletic play. He outleaped Jacobson, tipped it away, ran and got it, and laid it in. He is a player. Three-quarter court trap. Irish still in backcourt. Now front court to Richmond. Wide open underneath to Kjellgaard. He lays it in. Nice execution of the press fake by the Irish as Kjellgaard gets the lay-in on the back of the press. And then Jacobson slaps it out of bounds on a pass attempt up court. The Sales up 12-10. John Lesko's got to like the execution on the press break there, getting the easy lay-in to Kjellgaard. Nice assist by Richmond. Lob in the backcourt to Blount. Blount with Standard checking him. Blount drives in. He and the Standard get tangled up. Blount hits the floor hard. Isaiah Shield's going to help. Where'd that come from? Zach Leahy's going to help him up. Isaiah Standard with the foul. So John Lesko trying to keep a fresh player defensively on the dangerous Colby Blount. It's 8 first quarter points. Slaybaugh on the drive off the inbound. Travel. Go get his own rebound. Goes up strong and puts it in. Physical, aggressive play by Dane Slaybaugh. The 6'2 senior's first points of the game. We're tied at 12. Leahy, the 6'6 sophomore, is trapped in backcourt. Finds Standard on the left wing in front court. Now to Richmond. Richmond will shoot a quick 3. He's got it over Blount. And Richmond, 9 first quarter points. Irish up 15-12 against the Totens. Remember, these Panthers beat Oakdale by 50 points. A week and a half ago, the Irish beat the Oakdale Nighthawks by 19. There's a loose ball. Richmond's got it on the right wing and scores. And what happened there is Weakland lost it. Jacobson saved it. Got it to Richmond. Richmond lays it in. Richmond, 11 first quarter points for Cameron. 17-12. Irish up by 5 against the Soton in the league opener for both teams. Our Aaron Trimble, who's checked in, hit the 3. Aaron Trimble, a stocky 5'11 senior, a 3-point set shot coming in off the bench, and he hits it He came in the ballgame for Wise. 17-15. Irish lead is two. Blount strips it away from Leahy, but it goes out of bounds. I'll tell you what, Coley Blount. Been saying Blount, B-L-U-N-T. 8 first quarter points. Makes the ball handlers work very hard. Richmond now will bring it in the front court. Lob it on the, in the right corner to Leahy. Down low to Richmond. Richmond powers up on Flavon Corbin. Cameron Richmond having a big first quarter. 13 first quarter points for Cameron. Here comes Blount the other way. He'll shoot a quick 8-footer in the lane. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Calgar. To Leahy. Up the right wing to Richmond. Cameron. He's double-teamed on the right sideline, bounced it on the sideline. Cameron says, I'm tired, coach. 1:55 to go first quarter. Irish turn it over. Now Jackson Kent will come in for Cameron Richmond. There goes a lot of offense for the Irish. 13 first quarter points from Cameron. Irish up 19-15. 1:53 to go first quarter. Jacobson standard. Jackson Kent, 5'10 senior in the ballgame, along with Leahy and Calgar. Leahy and Jacobson, the only two starters on the floor for the Irish. Weakland on the right wing with it. Right on him is Jacobson. Now to Trimble. Trimble, fast out low to Slaybaugh. Kick it over to the left side to the number four who's checked in. I do not even have him in the program. His shot is off the mark, and then the rebound attempt goes out of bounds. Number four on the JV. Oh, there he is. I missed it. Braden Jagannoff, a sophomore, is in the ballgame. In the corner to Slaybaugh, top to Weakland. He'll fire a three. Won't go. Rebound, Leahy. Leahy took it away from Slaybaugh. Nice physical rebound by Leahy. Up towards the camp. Jackson picks up his dribble. A little trouble now. Jagannoff knocks it away. Blount's got it now in front court. Blount up against Leahy. Won't go. Do the foul. Blount, that kid played some basketball. Leahy is 6'6". Blount, no height listed for him. I would say he's about 5'10". Leahy didn't try to block the shot, but couldn't get out of his way. Blount drew the contact and the foul. We'll go to the free throw line, and the clock was running while they were lining up for the free throw, so they'll try to get that thing settled on. Officials are going to talk that over. So it was Leahy's first foul. Each team with three fouls. Colby Blount. An athletic 5'8", well, I listed him at 5'8", 5'10". We'll shoot two free throws. Leahy's going to get his first break as Crowley comes back in. Cole Miedema wants to come in as well. Also in for the Panthers is Colton Ball. Ball, a 6'2 freshman, very physical kid. Blount at the free throw line. Got those light orange, I guess I'm not very good at color description, but maybe a light tangerine color, shades of orange. He misses the first free throw. 103 is what they decided to put on the clock. It was down to 54, so they put 9 seconds back on. Blount misses both free throws. Rebound meet him at 6'7". Gets it to Crowley. Crowley on Slay on Jagannoff. Now to Kent. Kent in trouble in the corner. Tough place to pass on the ball. He gets it out of there to Kelly. Or to Crowley, out top to Richmond. Three on the way. Won't go. Standard with the offensive rebound. Bounce pass out to Kent. Kent pulls up from 8 feet on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound, Jagannoff. Irish got some good looks there. Couldn't get him to fall. Like the hustle on the offensive board. Now Coach Payne calls out of play. Colby Blount backing in on Standard on the right wing. Still on the dribble. Goes baseline. Kick out to Trimble. Trimble for three. Air ball. Too far, was right, Blount. Blount mishandled it. That's tough when you block out and then the ball doesn't hit the rim. Jump ball is the call. Possession arrow in favor of Asotin with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. 15 on the shot clock. They'll line up three orange shirts to the foul line. Trimble behind it. He's a three-point shooter. Instead, he'll drive to the basket, lose the handle on the ball. Standard picks it up. He loses it. Blount's got it. He can't hit it. Rebound tipped around. Richmond's got it. Richmond up the left sideline. Surveys the defense. He collides with Colton Ball, the freshman. And Colton Ball's going to pick up a foul. That's not a shooting foul. 8.5 seconds left to go first quarter. DeSales with a 4-point lead in a fast-paced first quarter. to the ball game for the Panthers, Jake Dilling. Jake Dilling, a 5'10 sophomore. Inbound to Meadham, leads a little hook shot short. Coach Lustle trying to use the 6'7 junior's height. A little jump hook, but leads it short. Cole's got to get a little stronger in the lower body to get that frame up in the air. Inbound pass for Crowley, slapped away. We're down to 4 seconds on these inbound plays. Richmond will try again. Get inside to Crowley. He loses the handle, goes right to Meadham. It goes up strong, way too strong. Last and nothing else. Panthers with the rebound. Buzzer sound. The Irish. Up to sales. Lead the Asotin Panther boys 19-15 after 8 minutes on 1320 AM KGDC.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Choosing new flooring or countertops for your home? Connor's Mr. Carpet in College Place has been helping Walla Wallans make these important decisions since the 1970s. We have the knowledge and experience to provide you with top quality products for every budget. Whether it's carpet or vinyl, hardwood, tile or laminate, or even solid surface countertops and window blinds, we use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call 522-0176.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Well, our first look at the 2014-15 version of the Panthers. Athletic, play hard, but the Irish behind the 13 points of Cameron Richmond have a 19-15 lead. But there's a ball passed inside, stolen by the Panthers, stolen by Goff, ahead to Blunt, and Blunt lays it in. So the Panthers get within two right away with a defensive steal transition basket by Blunt. Blunt, the freshman for the Panthers, has 10 points. Very athletic young player. Leahy has it knocked away by Blunt. It gets back now to Meadema. Meadema goes, well, no, he passed off. How are they going to shoot? He got the late. But Crowley, looks right-handed. Lean in, hook shot, he's got it. His first bucket. Didn't look pretty, but they got the finish. A quick three by Weakland. In and out, stays out. Crowley with the rebound. Outlet to Leahy. Irish with the ball leading 21-17. Cameron Richmond tries baseline, splits the defense and lays it in. Cameron Richmond, 6 foot senior, 15 points. A minute into the second quarter. Richmond, Crowley, Standard, Leahy, and Cole Meadham on the floor for DeSale. The Panthers have their starting five on the floor. Blunt, Weakland, Wise, Slaybaugh, and Goff. Blunt on the baseline, 8 footer, it's an air ball. Try to get one up over Sanders. Richmond quickly the other way. Splits the defense. Trips and fouled by Goff. Cameron Richmond is going to go 100 miles an hour with the ball through the basket if he sees any kind of crease. Well, they actually called it on Blunt, not Goff. They called Blunt first foul. Fifth on the Panthers. Inbound to Meadham. A 15-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound. Leahy inside. Puts it up and in. Leahy is 6'6", got inside the orange shirt, and puts it up and in. The Irish have their biggest lead of the game, 8 points at 25-17. Blunt, lose the ball, gets it back. Now Crowley right in his face. Blunt on the drive. He, Crowley, and Richmond collide. That's going to be a foul on Crowley. But John Crowley's picked up a couple fouls. But Crowley, the 6'2 junior, scrapping after Blunt. Blunt gave him kind of a look there after the collision. Inbound pass stolen by Richmond. Blunt turns it over. Richmond has it slapped away by Goff, so that gets it back. Out of lane. So the freshman Blunt looks like he can make some mistakes, but he's definitely an athletic player. Lane to Crowley as they break the press to Jacobson. He tries to lob it inside to Meadema. Slapped away by Slaybaugh. Jacobson gets it back. Richmond shoots a shot in from the three, and a whistle away from the ball. Some wild sequences here trying to keep up with the action. So we're going to have a push-off foul on Meadema on the rebound inside. That's Cole's first. Each team now a 5-team foul. We have a timeout on the floor. 5:58 to go, first half. The Sales Boys up 25-17 on 1320 AM KGDC.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Scanning the crowd for alumni home here for Christmas break. Ashton Montgomery and Abby Crowley sitting in the front row across the way. Ashton goes to Eastern Washington University. I'm pretty sure Abby is at Carroll College in Montana. Home for Christmas. The Panthers inbound the ball. Blunt with it on the right wing. Finds some room at the top of the key for three. Way too strong. Leahy with the rebound. The Irish have outscored the Panthers 6-2 here in the second quarter. To Crowley, to Nieva, inside the standard, cutting to the basket for the lay-in. Nieva, nice little pass to the trailer, standard, who split the lane. The Irish are up by 10. Now foul by Nieva, pushing wide from the back, and that's two on Cole, six on the Irish. 5:23 to go first half, the Sales up 10, 27-17. And Needham is going to sit down, and Dominic Kelgard, 6'1 senior, is going to check in. To get inbounds to Slaybaugh. He goes up strong, got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. He puts the shot up. Richmond's on the floor, tried to draw the charge foul. They keep going. The foul is actually going to be on Kelgard with the push. And that puts the Irish over the limit. It's seven fouls, and Slaybaugh will shoot two free throws. His first one is good. The Sultan will go for two from the line in the first quarter. Slaybaugh, 6'2 senior, got 3 points, make it four, as he hits both free throws. That's the Irish lead to eight at 27-19. Leahy, come across the timeline, Blunt there with him, gets it down low to Standard. He lays it in. Standard has post-up position on Slaybaugh. Leahy hit him with a nice assist in stride. Isaiah Standard hit two buckets in a row. He's got 6 points. The Irish lead 29-19. 5 minutes to go, first half. Weakland with it deep on the right wing. Jacobson on him. Now to Wise, he stopped the key. Inside to Slaybaugh. He goes up strong. Can't hit it, but he's fouled. Slaybaugh got an inside position on Kelgar. So at both ends of the floor, we see players getting inside post position on the opponent's defense. That foul on Kelgard, his second quick one. Slaybaugh's free throw is good. The 6'2 seniors hit three in a row now. I think he's a little taller than 6'2. I guess at the height, he was listed at 6'1 last year. I gave him an inch between his junior and senior year. I'd say he's closer to 6'4. And he hits both free throws. So, Dane Slaybaugh. So the Panthers have only one field goal in the second quarter. He's been 4-for-4 from the line. The Irish lead 29-21. Richmond jumps off in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound, Slaybaugh. Slaybaugh put it on the floor. Now hands it to Blunt. Coach Payne calls play number six. Blunt between the leg with the dribble. Standard on him. Now he gives it up to Goss. Goss right ring to Wicklund. In the corner to Trimble. Bounce pass inside Slaybaugh. Flopped away by Kelgard, but the loose ball picked up by Wicklund for the Panthers. They got a fresh shot clock, which they, I don't know, they did. That's all there is to it. Swing to Goss for three, backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Jacobson on the nice block out. He gets it to Leahy. Zach surveys the orange shirts. Bounce pass out of Jacobson deep on the left wing. Now right wing passes Richmond. Spins inside, cut off, kicked out to Leahy. Leahy for three, off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Kelgard's got it, puts it up and in. Standard and Kelgard kept it alive. Dominic with a nice finish. He's got 4 points. The Irish lead is 10 at 31-21. Backside pass to Goss. Blocked by Richmond. Controlled by Richmond. Oh, and then he throws it away. What a play. Blocked with a nice backside pass in transition. Goss looked open from the left side. Cameron kicked it right off the edge of the backboard and retrieved it. That's the hard part. Then he dribbled up the right sideline. Was going to throw it to Jacobson. Tyler took off running, and the ball went harmlessly out of bounds. But a very good athletic defensive play for Cameron Richmond. He's going to come out of the ball game to a nice hand from the crowd, and Jackson Kent checks in. 3:40 to go, first half. The Sails with a 31-21 lead. Aaron Trimble, the 5'11 seniors in the ballgame for the Panthers. He replaced White. Blunt with the drive. Bounce past the Trimble inside. Goes up strong. Cancel the shot. Rebound Leahy. Zach at 6'6. Caught it at the highest point. Now Blunt is shattering him. Leahy on the dribble. Pushing the ball in the front court. Nice ball handling as Blunt can't get away with it. That little pass inside to Kelgard. And Kelgard is fouled. Zach Leahy. Nice job. Blunt, the freshman, kept going after the ball. Zach protecting it. Got all the way into the lane. And then a foul as he got it down low. Oh, then not a shooting foul, as Kelgard got the ball fake. The foul's going to be on Trimble, his first. The Panthers committed six fouls on six different players. Inside the standard, can't hit the shot off the glass. Lobbed it high in the key. He got up and caught it, came down, put it too strong off the glass. Slumped the other way. Irish up 31-21. Up front to Goss. Goss for three. Well, go rebound, Jackson Kent. Good block out by Jackson to Kelgard. Now the way he's up the left sideline to Jackson Kent. He'll pick up his dribble, get it to Leahy. Leahy, bounce pass right wing to Jacobson. Wide open for three, in and out. Kelgard can't control the rebound. Knocked away by number 21, who's checking in as Carson Jagunoff. Carson Jagunoff, a 5'10 senior. Blunt drives the other way, shot won't go. Rebound, battle, ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by a student. So Carson Jagunoff, a 5'11 senior, checked in. 2:31 to go in the first half. The Sails up by 10, led by 4 at the half. The Panthers jumped out to an early 6-2 lead on a couple of steals by Kobe Blunt. The Irish have settled in and have a 10-point lead and the basketball. Standard on the left side, drives all the way in, misses the lay-in. Kelgard with the rebound, goes up strong, too strong. Now Jagunoff with the board. A lot of contact on the drive initially by Standard. No call. There's a shot from the left corner. That's Thomas Weakland for three. Swish from the left corner. Irish up 31-24. 2 minutes left to go in the half. Jackson Kent on the baseline now to Richmond. Richmond drives in. Shot up too strong. Rips in. Tries to steal the ball from Jagunoff. And Jagunoff got a problem. He's got a dislocated finger. At least, as Richmond reached in and swiped at the ball and just hit Jagunoff right on the end of the hand. He looked, and his finger's pointing the wrong direction right now. And he'll have to go to the locker room. And the foul is on Richmond. As longtime acquaintance and C-Squad coach, Corey Mullen, known him for a long time, Corey's coached a lot of football at Asotin. Yeah, Jagunoff just looked, and his finger was not pointing the way it needed to be. So hopefully nothing real serious there. And so now Asotin's head coach, Seth Payne, can decide who he would like to shoot the free throws, and he's going to send Colton Ball, freshman, to the free throw line. I think he can choose who he wants, but that was also the person who stepped in for Jagunoff. So I'll have to check on that. Ball's front end's a one-on-one, way too strong. I'm guessing they didn't choose him to shoot. But the offensive rebound by Goss and a fadeaway jump hook from about 12 feet goes in. So the Panthers have cut the 10-point lead to 5 here in the final 2 minutes of the first half. 31-26, the Sails with the ball, and their 10-point lead is down to 5. Kent drives cut off, gets it to Jacob, swings it to Richmond. Richmond for three, off the elbow, go. Got a whistle and a foul as Miedema pushing for position in there. He's going to be called for his third foul, he's acting like. And will walk the other way, and Asotin will shoot free throws. So Cole Miedema, the 6'7 junior, frustrating night. 3 fouls, no points. And Coach Lesko, I think, not real pleased with the body language by Cole, says, you just need to sit down. Aaron Trimble will go to the line to shoot the front end of a one-on-one. The Panthers 4-for-4 in this quarter, all by Dane Slabaugh. Speaking of Dane Slabaugh, he's been on the bench quite a while in this quarter. Got 6 points. Aaron Trimble, who came off the bench into the three in the first quarter, the South 5'11 senior, hits the first one there. So the Panthers, 5 of their 12 points from the free throw line, make it 6-for-13 as he hits them both. And just like that, the Panthers on a 7-0 run have cut the Irish lead to 31-28. Now Blunt after Jacobson knocks it away. Wicklund's got it back to Blunt. Kent knocks it away from him. Now Richmond's got the ball loose. Gets it ahead to Kelgard. Way too strong with the shot. Wild sequence. A lot of hustle. Not much production from either team. Blunt the other way. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. He hit the deck in that first sequence. Got up. Ended up being the only guy down there on defense. The good news is he didn't hit the shot, but he'll earn free throws. The foul is on Tyler Jacobson. And the Irish have committed 10 first-half fouls. So Blunt, the 5'8 freshman who has 10 points here in the first half, hits the first free throw. The Panthers 7-for-7 from the free throw line here in the second quarter. In the midst of an 8-0 run with 1:08 to go in the half, the Irish are up 31-21. It's now 31-29. Blunt's second free throw rolls and drops in. Blunt's got 12 for the Panthers. A minute to go in the half. Leahy surveys the defense. Blunt waiting for him in the half court. Gets in front of him, slows him down. Now he gets it to Richmond. Back to Leahy. Back to Richmond. He'll try to drive. Cut off by Trimble. Kick out to Jacobson. Now cross court pass to Leahy. Down low to Standard. He's double teamed in the corner. Gets it back to Leahy. Cross court pass to Jacobson. Pass down low for Kelgard. High. Kelgard tries to save it, but right to Wicklund. Wicklund to Blunt. Blunt spins around. He and Cameron Richmond fall down. Court players on the floor. Ball loose. Jacobson's got it ahead to Kelgard through his hands. It's ugly right now. Standard saves it. Throws a baseball pass cross court to Jacobson. Now Blunt goes after Richmond. Misses him. Richmond will shoot the three-pointer. Won't go. Wow. 31-30. DeSales has a one-point lead. 16 seconds left in the first half, and Blunt will slow it down. There was a lot of hustle, a lot of effort there the last minute, and no production. And there's some production with Thomas Wicklund, the sophomore, hits a three, and the Panthers have scored 13 in a row, and that's the way the half went, as Richmond can't hit the three the other way. The Panthers finish the half on a 12-0 run to lead the Irish at the half, 33-31. We'll be right back. 1320 AM, KGDC.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Your Allstate agent in Walla Walla is Michelle Culligan at 425 West Titan Street, and your Allstate dog is Nellie.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast. Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live as the cheerleaders are sponsoring a little three-point line shooting contest, and the first guy up, a gentleman in the University of Idaho hoodie sweatshirt, dropped it in. Anyway, well, it's been a hectic pace in this boys' contest. The Irish were down early, 6-2, but ended the first quarter up 19-15. But then and then led the Panthers 31-21 with about 3 minutes to go in the first half. And then after that, it was all a Stoughton. They finished the half on a 12-0 run, including 8 of 10 from the free throw line in the quarter, and lead the Irish at the half 33-31 by outscoring them 18-12 in that second quarter. Well, the Lady Irish had a 20-10 lead midway through the second quarter and found that lead disappear in their ball game as they trailed at the half of their game 23-20. But Tim Duncan's girls, a solid second half, especially a fourth quarter where they outscored the Asotin girls 14-5 to win 47-39, a three-game win streak for the Lady Irish, and more importantly, 1-0 in league play. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan on 1320 AM KGDC.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
It sure seems that everyone is pressed for time. When you're in a hurry, it's nice to know your Walla Walla Farmers Co-op store is close by. Because the C-Store is open 24 hours a day, you've got time. The C-Store offers delicious deli lunch specials for under $5, and they have the coldest drinks in town. Stop by the drive-thru and order your favorite hot or cold espresso in the comfort of your car. You can always count on friendly staff and friendly prices at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op C-Store, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live. The Irish boys trail 33-31 at the half, trail by two. Similar to what the Lady Irish faced. They're up 10 with the Lady Irish midway through the second quarter. Blew that lead, trailed by three at the half to whipping out head coach Tim Duncan. Good start, up 20-10. Obviously didn't finish the half the way you wanted to. I noticed the girls were out of the halftime break rather early, but a better second half.
Yeah, you know, I thought really at times early in the game, we came out and played pretty well, and then I don't know what happened at the end, midway through the
turnovers in the second quarter.
Yeah, and we just fell apart, and defensively we fell apart, and I don't know, we are at a point where we don't play very good defense, and part of it is we just decide we're going to take care of everybody else's responsibilities, and we can't get on the same page. The second half we came out and went 1-2-3 zone, and I thought we played that pretty well for about 5 minutes, and then we had to go back man, because then we start thinking a little bit too much and trying to do more, and so we went back man. I thought we finished up, but man-to-man defense, I thought we finished up pretty well, And then we executed. I thought we executed real well in the fourth quarter, except for the end there. You know, they got a couple of deals in there, yeah.
So yeah, you outscored 14-5 in the fourth quarter. You talked about defense in our early visits. Obviously, some frustration in the game with the defensive execution, but in the fourth quarter, when it's really a big deal, you guys were able to hold them to 5 points in the final 8 minutes.
Well, you know, our kids just need to learn to play with a sense of urgency all the time, and they just don't. You know, you're going to make mistakes, but try not to loud, play it hard. You know, if you play it hard, you can overcome the mistakes you do make, and we haven't got that figured out yet.
Well, hopefully we'll figure it out tomorrow night. You've won 3 in a row. That's the good news. You traveled to Dayton. Dayton might be
on Rice City Prep Live tonight, 44-27.
Okay, so Dayton's girls undefeated?
I believe so, yeah.
The Bulldog Gym, that'll be a tough one.
Yeah.
It is early.
Absolutely.
A real good test for your girls. What are a couple keys for people to listen for tomorrow?
Well, first of all, obviously it starts at the defensive end with us. We can't let them take the ball to the hole. We have got to be able to defend them going to the basket. We've got to keep them on the perimeter and make them play the perimeter game. And they struggle a little bit at the three-point line, so, you know, hopefully we can just eliminate any dribble drives or any, you know, cuts to the basket, anything going to the basket we've got to eliminate, take away from them. And then I think we'll be okay. I think we can execute against them. I don't think they'll throw anything at us. I'm a little curious to see if we see a boxing one on three, but maybe. But I think they'll play it pretty straight up Well, we're just going to have to execute offensively. We got some things we can do offensively against them, I think, and take advantage of some mismatches, I hope.
And consistency of playing with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach Derek Grimm, player of the game.
Anna Leahy,
12 points, 9 rebounds. That was quick and easy choice.
Yeah.
Good job, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
The Lady Irish win it 47-39 in their half of the doubleheader to run their win streak to 3 games, and more importantly, a win in their first league contest. Travel to undefeated Dayton's Lady Bulldogs tomorrow night. The Irish boys had a 10-point lead and melt away, and now they trail by 2 at the half, 33-31. We'll be back with second half action on 1320 AM KGDC.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
When you do and 96% of your customers are happy, if your community bank, you figure out how to thrill all the rest. In a recent survey, 96% of our customers said they were either satisfied or very satisfied with their banking experience. We say, that's a great start, but we're not satisfied. We're going to keep working hard every day to help our customers reach their financial dreams. We've done it for nearly 60 years. We're local money working for local people. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're quickly back to live action, and the Irish have gotten 2 stops on defense and a bucket by Richmond, and they're about to get another one. Cameron will lay it in. Cole Meadham has started that sequence by knocking the ball away from an inside post pass attempt, and there's an over and back call as Blunt left his feet in front court, caught the ball before he came down in back court. 35-33, DeSales with the 2-point lead. They've scored 4 quick ones to start the second half. Cameron Richmond has 19 of the Irish's 35 points. Isaiah Standard has 6. Leahy and Kelgard, 4 each. Crowley has 2. Crowley, Jacobson, Richmond, Leahy, and Meadham are the starting 5 on the floor. Leahy has it slapped away by Blunt. Blunt with 12 first half points. The freshman the other way leans into one. He scores. He fouls. Blunt is a faller. Leahy at 6'6", Blunt at about 5'10", Blunt just used his body to keep the ball away from Leahy, leaned into him, put it up top, top the glass. So the steal and the finish for Blunt, and we're tied up at 35. Blunt leads the Panthers in scoring of 14 points. His free throw is in and out. Rebound tips around, out of bounds. Wow, touch by Wise from Asovin. The Panthers, 8 of 10 from the line in that second quarter when they outscored the Irish 18 to 12. Missed foul on there. Leahy on the left wing with the ball in front court. Blunt on him. Blunt strips Leahy. Ball's loose on the floor. Wise has got it, but loses it to Miedema. Miedema to Crowley. Crowley goes up strong, won't go. Rebound at Weakland. Weakland hit a couple threes in the second quarter. Thomas Weakland, the sophomore, has 8 points for the Panthers. We're tied at 35. Asotin with the basketball in front court. Slaybaugh, 17-footer straight away. He's scouted over Miedema. Dane Slaybaugh, 8 points for him. 5 for Tremel off their bench. I mentioned 8 for Weakland. 2 for Goff. Passed all to meet him on the baseline. 5-footer won't go. Rebound. Crowley puts it up and in. John caught it. Shifts it off the glass without coming down. John's got 4 points. We're tied at 37. Swing to Goff. 3 on the way. Off the arm won't go. Leahy will let the rebound roll out of bounds in the corner. Irish will move it right to left now from my vantage point. Working in front of head coach John Lesko. Isaiah Standard will check in for Cole Miedema. Now Richmond with it. Five Standard down low. Slaybaugh in front of the Standard. Powers it up. Slaybaugh forces a tough shot and gets the rebound. Standard, 6 first half points. Panthers with the ball. Chance to get the lead back. We're tied at 37. Now Slaybaugh holding the ball in one hand, trying to direct offensive traffic. Standard said, I'll just take it from you. Standard knocks it away. Jacobson to Leahy, now to Crowley. Crowley on the baseline, goes up strong, leaves it short. Air ball, Blunt, the dangerous Kobe Blunt. Blunt in the front court, stripped by Standard. Standard with the steal. Blunt sizing him up. Standard goes up way too strong off the glass. But good defense by Standard. There's Jacobson slaps it away from Weakland. Now Standard runs it down. I love the hustle of Isaiah Standard. All the Irish players right now for the most part. Play inside to Crowley. Goes up strong, way too strong. And Wise and Standard slap hard at the ball. The good news, the Irish are getting the ball inside. The bad news is not finishing. We got two or three players that throw the ball if they're way too hard. And then we've got a couple guys that try to finesse it and baby it. Got to finish when you get the ball inside. The foul was on Slaybaugh, his second, the only player with more than one foul for a certain. Crowley misses the first free throw. The fails went to the free throw line only one time in the first half. 4:46 to go in a quickly played third quarter, tied at 37. Crowley's second free throw. He holds on to a little too long. Standard steps in the lane. It didn't go in anyway. It's a little double clutch by Crowley on the free throw. Now the Irish want to press, get a whistle, and a Coach Seth Payne for the Panthers said, hey, we spilled some water out here. There's some water on the sideline. It's a little safety issue. Coach Payne, being a good sport, is going to clean it up because he knows where it is. Well, the students are happy in the stands. It's Christmas break. Hope you're having a blessed Advent season leading up to the Christmas holiday. The Irish will travel to Dayton tomorrow. Game girls at 5, boys to follow. And then the Christmas Classic, the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic, hosted here at DeSales, December 29th and 30th. The boys and girls will play at 3 and 4:30 on Monday. Times to be determined on Tuesday. The Panthers in the front court. Penetration kick out to Weakland, and he hits the three from the left wing. Weakland's third three of the game, and the Panthers up 40-37. Got to find that sophomore. He's got a smooth stroke. Goes about 5-10. There's Richmond has it knocked away by Blunt. Blunt's going to head the other way, but Richmond reaches out and fouls him. One after the ball, and Blunt is going to be, well, from a Plano basketball fan standpoint, he's going to be fun to watch, just a freshman. From the standpoint of an opponent, he's going to be frustrating. So Cameron picks up the foul, reaching in his second. Inbound to Trimble. Will inbound it to Goff. Goff in the right corner for Weakland. Weakland took it away from Trimble. Backs over to Trimble. He traveled. Trimble's a big fella, 5'11 senior. He's more of a set shot, shoot the three, and that's what Coach Payne's saying. Shoot the ball. You're not going to drive to the basket. 4:09 to go, third quarter. Irish down 40-37. Bluff shadowing Richmond. He gives it up to Leahy. Little half-court trap look. Leahy bobs over the top to Standard. Now the Irish will set up the offense. Zach with it back. Gets it to Standard. It's behind him, but he retrieves in the corner. Now to Leahy. Shot clock at 15. Richmond fire. Deep three over Weakland, and he hits it. Cameron Richmond, 22 points. Over half of the Irish total of 40. We're tied at 40. 3:49 to go in the third quarter. Standard on Blunt. Blunt on the drive, cut off, kicks it to Trimble. Trimble puts the shot up inside. Nice assist by Blunt. Blunt, you're backing up a little gimpy there after that penetration assist. Lob in the front court to Jacobson. He'll jump stop, pull up from 12 and hit it. Irish breaks the press. Jed Jacobson's first bucket of the game. We're tied at 42 as the team's trade basket. Slaybaugh hands off to Weakland. Weakland was standing on him, pass to Slaybaugh, stolen by Crowley, but Crowley can't save it. Nice anticipation by John Crowley. Cut in front of Slaybaugh, couldn't keep his balance. Slides across the floor. The Irish coaching staff likes the hustle. Eric Wood, Nick Havelkind, John Lesko-Hall helping Crowley up there. Inbound to Blunt. For the Panthers, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. We're tied at 42. Standard on the orange-clad Blunt. He penetrates, pulls up from 12 off the air, won't go, follows his own shot, puts it up and in. Timeout, Asotin. Blunt, he's a player. 44-42, Asotin with the lead, 2:51 to go in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor on 1320 AM, KGDC.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drink stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drink so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
By both teams, some athletic plays, some not-so-athletic plays, but a lot of great effort on both clubs, and it's a close game. 44-42, Panthers with the lead, the Sails with the ball, navigating the press. Crowley tried to throw it right to two orange shirts in the back end. Panthers with the steal. In the corner, Weakland, three on the way. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Kelgard. All white shirts underneath. Good blockout. Leahy's got the long out left, the right sideline to Crowley. Crowley drives baseline, has it slapped away. Off his leg and out of bounds. John Crowley does a lot of nice things. I like his competitive desire. Offensively, he's a little bit more aggressive than he can handle himself sometimes. A little out of control. Irish turn it over. Panthers with the ball and a two-point lead. 2:20 to go, third quarter. The Sails was outscored 12-0 to end the first half to go from 10 up to 2 down. Now Trimble spins and backs in a lady shot. Won't go. Rebound, Kelgard. Now Richmond with it. Richmond in the front court surveys the defense. He'll penetrate in the lane, pull up from 8 feet. Hop down, won't go. Rebound to Blunt. Blunt, the speedy freshman in the front court. Leahy's back. Goes around and protects the ball. Can't hit the shot. Rebound, Leahy. So Zach Leahy wins that battle. As Blunt can't finish, Leahy gets the rebound. Then Blunt reached around behind him and tried to get the ball poked out. Instead, fouls him. That's Colby Blunt's second foul. The freshman has 16 points. The Irish with the ball trailing 44-42. Leahy on the right wing with it. Now pass in the front court to Rich or Jacobson. They got a 3-on-1. Jacobson lays it in from the right side. Nice finish as the Irish make the Panthers pay on the press. We're tied at 44. 1:30 to go, third quarter. Blunt penetrates, pulls up from eight. Won't go, rebound tips, controlled in the corner by Richmond. They've got a 3-on-1. Richmond up the floor. Weakland's the only one back. Gets it to Jacobson. He lays it in. Tyler Jacobson, two lay-ins in a row. Nice assist from Richmond. Tell you what, Cameron is one of those guys that can go really fast with the ball. Some guys slow down a little bit on the dribble. Cameron does not. He was raced by the orange shirts and created that 3-on-1 with great hustle. Downloaded Jagunov. His shot blocked by Richmond, and Cameron can't control it. Tried to grab it, goes out of bounds. That is the younger of the Jagunovs, Braden, the sophomore, who goes about 6 foot. Blunt will inbound it in the right corner to Jagunov. Great Jagunov drives in, little one-hander off the backboard. Wild shot there. He played in the JV game. Kelgar with the rebound gets it to Richmond. Now Jagunov just really shouting him. Richmond goes strong to the hoop and sort of, tell you what, Jagunov was fouling him from half court on in. The officials let him play. Richmond got by him. Through the contact from Slaboff, scored it. No foul called. This time, Crowley collides with Blunt, and they will call Crowley for the foul. Cameron Richmond, not to be denied. 13 first quarter points, 2 in the second quarter, 9 here in the third quarter. Added up, that's 24 of the 48 DeSales points belong to the senior, Cameron Richmond. 4-point DeSales lead. We're down to 39.9 seconds to go in the first third quarter. Inbound play, wide open. Trimble underneath for the lay-in. Defensive breakdown. Blunt found Trimble coming off the screen. 2-point DeSales lead. Game clock and shot clock virtually identical. Standard gets it to Lade. Richmond went out a moment ago. On the drive, the right side of Jacobson lays it in. A little soft one-hander on the right baseline. Tyler Jacobson, the 5'11 senior, all 8 of his points here in the third quarter. DeSales has gone from down 2 to up 4, and there's a turnover on the Panthers. Ball goes out of bounds off Jagunov, and John Lefko quickly gets his offensive firepower in the ballgame. Cameron Richmond. 7.4 seconds to go in the third. DeSales up by 4 with the basketball inbounding in the backcourt. Leahy bounce pass to Richmond. Richmond surveys the clock, gets it to Leahy. Richmond wants it back. He's got it across the timeline. Pulls up for 3 off the back iron. Nice execution. Got a good look. Just wouldn't fall. But DeSales goes from 2 down to 4 up with 8 minutes to go. The Irish in front of Asotin in this 2B conference opener, 50-46, on 1320 AM KGDC.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy, smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia!
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
KGDC Walla Walla.
8 minutes left in a very entertaining basketball game. DeSales outscores Asotin 19-13 in the third quarter. So with 8 minutes left, DeSales will inbound to start the fourth quarter with the ball and a 4-point lead. Tyler Jacobson, who had 8 third quarter points, gets it from Standard. Now to Leahy. Leahy, Jacobson, Kelgard, Standard, and Crowley on the floor for the Irish. For the Panthers, Blunt, Weakland, 2 starters along with Trimble. Ball loose inside, not cleared by Blunt, but it's picked up now by Jacobson. Shot clock did not reset. Crowley wild dribble down the lane. He's going to get a hold of it and shoot it up, and he's fouled. I think Coach Payne kind of saying, just get out of his way. I think John would have ended up against the padding. But he's at the free throw line. Foul is on Colton Ball, 6'2 freshman, who's in to start the fourth quarter for Coach Payne. John's first free throw barely nicks the rim. John having a tough time at the line. He's 0-for-3 at the stripe, has 4 points in the game. The Sales, only their third trip to the line in this contest. They're 1-for-4 from now 1-for-5 from the free throw line. Crowley's second free throw is good. Found the range there. Good job, John. Irish lead is 5 at 51-46. 7.5 minutes to go in the game, just underway here, fourth quarter. Weakland on the right wing. Weakland with 11, three-pointers in the ballgame. Now Bluff, the freshman. Standard shadowing him. Bluff, hesitation, dribble. Drives in, takes a shot. Standard blocks it. Richmond's got it the other way and lays it in. Nice defense by Isaiah Standard. Bluff got by him with the shake and bake move, but Isaiah timed his jump perfectly. Just yanks the ball out of his hand, right to Richmond for the lay-in. And there's a deep shot by Trimmel, a set shot three, and it's a four-point game, 53-49 to fail. 6:50 to go. Jagannoff strips Richmond. Richmond gets it back. Now to Leahy, and now we've got a 10. John Lesko calls a timeout. Coach Payne wanted a 10-second violation. 6:44 to go. The sales up 53-49. I love the competitive nature of this contest. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KTDC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hi, I'm Michelle Martiselli Kelgard, owner of Cugini Italian Imports and Deli. I inherited my Italian grandmother's love for cooking Italian deliciousness and know firsthand about the comfort a good meal prepared by loving hands can provide. I would love to comfort you with some home-cooked Italian deliciousness and help you do the same for your family. In fact, we carefully select our Italian groceries and deli items at Cugini with your comfort in mind. Italian deliciousness awaits you at Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
6:44 to go in the ballgame. The Sales with the ball leading 53-49. A lot of guys playing hard. Some very athletic plays at times. And some very physical, not so athletic plays at times. Richmond takes the ball all the way away. He got the ball backcourt, dribbled up the left sideline. Jagannoff shattered him all the way, went around three players, left to right, kissed it off the glass on the right side, using the rim to shadow, shield himself from the defense. Cameron Richmond is a man among boys out there right now. 28 points. Standard with another block shot. Can't save it, but it goes right to Weakland. Now Richmond slaps away from Blunt. The Irish have really turned up the heat on defense. Coach Lesko's got to love it right now. Weakland, off-balance three from the left wing, won't go. Standard with the rebound. The lady behind the defense to Crowley, slapped out of bounds by Trimmel. John Lesko coached for 14 seasons in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, and he took a long time off, and his teams, and I called those games on the radio, always known for defense and rebounding, and I like the defense here. Inbound to Richmond for three. He's got it. 31 points for Cameron Richmond. And the Irish have opened up a 9-point lead, 58-49. Trimmel on the right wing with it. Now to Blunt, and he loses it off his hand. Blunt playing like a freshman at times, and I think a lot of it's due to Isaiah Standard. Isaiah Standard, the 6'1 junior, is all over the freshman. He had 12 at the half. He had 4 in the third quarter. Has not scored in this quarter, and he's been turning the ball over. Shot up by Richmond. Won't go. Rebound. He puts it in. He's fouled. Cameron Richmond penetrated. They challenged him. Leahy follows. sacks, got six. The foul on Slaybaugh, his third. The Sales, much like the Lady Irish, the Sales boys try to finish this fourth quarter very strong. The Lady Irish outscored Asotin 14-5 to win by 8 in the fourth quarter. The Sales, Cam Richmond has 7. The Irish have 10 as a team. Leahy misses the free throw. The Irish have outscored the Panthers 10-3, and Coach Payne wants to talk it over. 5:24 to go. The Sales up 11, 60-49, when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Choosing new flooring or countertops for your home? Connor's Mr. Carpet in College Place has been helping Walla Wallans make these important decisions since the 1970s. We have the knowledge and experience to provide you with top quality products for every budget. Whether it's carpet or vinyl, hardwood, tile or laminate, or even solid surface countertops and window blinds, we use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call 522-0176.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Cameron Richmond from DeSales, the 6-foot senior, 31 points, 13 in the first quarter. The Irish outscored the Panthers 19-15, held to just 2 in the second quarter, and the Irish outscored 18-12. 9 in the third quarter, and 7 already here in the fourth quarter. Isaiah Standard, the other guy that comes to mind, playing great defense. And there's Richmond all over Jagannoff, and he throws it out of bounds. So the Panthers turn it over. The Irish with the ball and an 11-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. They led by 10 midway through the second quarter, but the Panthers outscored them 12-0 down the stretch. Crowley the other way goes up strong, and he draws an offensive foul. Crowley tried to get by the Panther player. The Panther held his ground and picked up the foul. That is three on John Crowley. I had him for 4. Each team with 4 fouls here in the second half. Jagannoff double team, gets out of it, gets it to Goff. He's back into the right corner. Trimble for 3. He's got it. Trimble, the designated 3-point bomber. He's got 15 points. Timeout of Soton. 8-point ball game, 4:51 to go, 60-52, our score. It's a 3-second timeout, so we will keep it here. As it's getting down to close to crunch time. Both teams playing hard, both coaches coaching hard. Again, I hope you're having a blessed Advent season, the fourth week of Advent coming up. Students, very relieved and happy over there in the cheering section as Christmas break is upon us. We'll not go back to school until January 5th. Basketball tomorrow in Dayton. And then no games next week. And then the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic here at the Sales, December 29th and 30th. Monday the 29th, the boys and girls will both play. Actually, the boys will play first at 3 o'clock, followed by the girls, both against Weston McEwen. The other teams in the tournament, Kyle Benton, the Bears, and University Prep from the Seattle area. After the timeout, the Irish bring in the front court. Leahy gets away from a double team, gets it inbound inside to Richmond, knocked away. Kelgar picks up the loose ball. Now to Leahy, shot clock at 15. Leahy on the right wing with the ball. Crossboard pass to Kelgar. He'll shoot an 18-footer. He's got it. That's a bonus. Tom Kelgar, an 18-footer with a shot clock inside a 10. And the Irish are feeling it up by 10. 62-52. Goff on the drive. Tries a little pick and roll pass to Slaybaugh through his hands and out of bounds. With the Sales down 2 at the half. Up 10 with the ball right here with 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Leahy up the left sideline to Jacobson. Jacobson dribbles baseline, cut off, kicks it out to Richmond. Download to Kelgar. Kick out to Leahy. Irish will be patient here. Kelgar with the ball. 8-footer on the baseline. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Trimble. Now to Blunt. Blunt between the leg with the dribble. Down the lane he goes. Jump stop in the lane. He lays it in. Colby Blunt, first points of the fourth quarter. He's got 18, the talented freshman point guard for the Panthers. 3:35 to go. Richmond drives in, goes all the way in. Slaybaugh challenges him. Slaybaugh fouls him. That's four on Slaybaugh. Cameron Richmond, who has only been to the free throw line one time, will get two opportunities with 3:32 to go. The Irish are just 1 of 4 from the free throw line in this ballgame. Officials want a towel so they can wipe up. Actually, Richmond, I think, has got a blood. They say he's got some blood on him. And official Mike Ray says, show us your nose. So Cameron ducks, tilts the head back, says, okay, you can shoot the free throws. So Cameron, the senior, 31 points tonight. And he hits the first free throw. 32 for Cameron. Oh, I missed the Crowley free throw. The Irish were 1 of 6 before that make. And good news, Carson Jagannoff's back in. Last time we saw him, right before the half, he was going off the court into the locker room with one of his fingers pointing the wrong direction. So apparently they got it straightened out. Got some tape on the left hand. 63-54, DeSales leads by 9. Cameron trying to get it back up to double digits here with his 33rd point. And it's off the mark. Leahy, oh, and Jagannoff go high for the rebound. Jagannoff hits the ground hard. The other way goes Blunt, and he lays it in, and now we'll stop play. Carson Jagannoff, tough luck player. He hit the floor hard, and Jason Richard caught talking to him and making sure he's okay. Jason Richard, the Blue Mountain official, checking on him, and Jagannoff's going to come out, and Weiss goes in. The official, good officiating. The Panthers had a breakaway, not a full breakaway, but Colby Blunt in space, created some space, laid it in. He's got 20, and the Irish lead is 7. Richmond to Leahy. Leahy to Jacobson as they break the pressure. Jacobson lane gets it to Crowley. Pulls up from 8 feet, in and out. Leahy's out. Rebound Sanders, stripped by Blunt. Here comes Blunt the other way. Leahy shadows him, knocks the pass away. Sanders can't save it. Isaiah Standard and all the DeSales players, great hustle. Leahy tipped Blunt's pass. Standard racing back on defense, almost able to save. Blunt looks inbound under the basket. Can't find anybody open. Lobs it high up front to Weakland. Weakland in the corner to Blunt. He'll fire the three over Crowley. It's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. 2:59 to go. DeSales up by 7. Panthers will press. In the third quarter, Tyler Jacobson hit 6 of his 8 points on press break opportunities. Tyler's got the ball in the middle of the Crowley, in the front court to Sanders. Sanders inside on Trimble. Trimble holds his ground. Sanders smartly kicks it back out. The clock is the friend of the Irish now. 20 on the shot clock to get to Richmond. Drives in, cuts to the lane. He's fouled. We'll shoot free throw. Cameron Richmond, a huge matchup problem. He can hit the 3. He's the fastest player on the floor. He's at the free throw line. The foul's on Goff, his first. Irish up, 63-56. Richmond. First free throw is good. 33 now for Cameron. Unofficially, of course. I'll have to add that up. 8-point lead. Cameron puts the ball over his head, down towards the 2-3 on his back, gets it back in front of him, shoots it up and in. Cameron, 3 of 4 in the quarter. 65-56 to sail. Blunt in the front court, standard forces on the right, splits the defense, lays it up and in. Not very good help there. Blunt, a player. 22 for the freshman. 65-58 to sail. Standard has it slapped away. Wise is going to get it for the Panthers. The Panthers force the turnover. Now Blunt with it. Standard on him. Plus, hesitates, dribble, drives in. He and Jackson Kent collide, and that's going to be a foul on Kent. And that's Kent's first, fifth on the Irish. Now they'll discuss whether it was on the ground or on the shot. And out of bounds for the Panthers. So no free throws for Asotin. 2:14 to go in the ball game. The Sails up 7. Blunt will inbound it. Coach Lusko near half court, coaching up his defense. Last time they ran an in-play, sound play down here, they had a man wide open underneath. They cut it off this time out top, said to Goff. Good defense by the Irish. Now Blunt's got it, and they'll reset the offense. Coach Payne, with his offense working in front of him, calls for play 6. Goff to Blunt. Blunt on the drive. Runner in the lane, won't go, gets his own rebound, saves it off of Jacobson, but then it lands on the foot of Blunt. So Blunt, the old schoolyard play going out of bounds, slammed it on it to Jacobson. It did carry him out of bounds, but on the way out, it hit Blunt on the leg. Jacobson gets it, has it slapped away by Weakland, but right to Leahy. Pressed by the Panthers. Irish up by 7. 1:50 to go in the ballgame. Leahy with it in backcourt. He passes in front court, stolen by Weakland. Irish turn it over. Over to Blunt. Blunt on the dribble drive, splits the defense, gets the defense in the air, scores, he's fouled. Blunt had 3 white shirts in front of him. They all went up in the air. He waited for them to come down. Not much contact, but a good player will get that call. Blunt, 8 4-quarter points. He'll go to the line. He's got 24 for the game. It's a 5-point game with 1:38 to go. The foul was on Leahy, his third. Blunt, the freshman, who struggled from the line, is 2 for 6, but he hits that one. 3 for 6, and there's a ball on the floor. Richmond's got it, stripped, picked up by Jacobson. To Leahy, throws a long pass down court to Standard. Now Isaiah will hold the ball and get it up to Richmond. Richmond will fire a quick 3, in and out, one go. Rebound, Jagannoff. That's Carson, the senior. Ill-advised shot there. Cameron's done a ton of great things, but and the best amongst the shot clock there. 4-point game. Blunt penetrates, gets it to Weiss. He lays it in. Weiss, first basket of the game, and it's a 2-point contest with 1:07 to go. Blunt has 9 in the quarter and a beautiful assist there. John Lesko wants timeout. Asotin fans are on their feet. 65-63, the Sails with the lead. 1:02 to go. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC.
Is your energy bill skyrocketing? Are you tired of that noisy old heating system? At Total Comfort Solutions, we can help. With our high-efficient Lennox products and our 100% guarantee, now is the time to upgrade. Total Comfort Solutions takes pride in making your comfort our top priority. Our people are passionate about making your customer experience the best it can be. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868. That's 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The Irish have been outscored 17-15. Their lead is down to 2 points as Colby Blunt, the 5'8 freshman, has scored 9 points in the quarter. His last drive to the basket wasn't a score for him, but it was an assist for a wide open lane by Ryan Weiss, the 6'3 junior's first basket of the game. 1 minute, 2 seconds left. Each team with 6 fouls, so any defensive foul will lead to free throws for the opponent. The possession arrow, can't see which way it's pointing right now. The Minnesota fans standing up right from the switch. Leahy will inbound right from the Panther bench. Get it into Jacobson. Jacobson will bring it into front court. Goff on him. Up the sideline goes Tyler. Wants to get to Richmond, but Weakland's all over him. Now they hand it off to Cameron. 20 on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock. Cameron drives baseline, goes up strong, puts it up high off the glass, won't go, rebound tipped out of bounds. The Sails basketball. Now the shot clock did not reset. Cameron's shot was very high off the glass, but I thought it hit the rim on the way back down. And now we've got substitutions coming in the game. John Lesko and his coaching staff, I think, need to lobby for a shot clock reset, but they won't. 44 and a half seconds left in the ballgame. 12 on the shot clock. Ray, he has to lob it all the way in the backcourt to Richmond. Richmond almost loses it. Now he's in front court against Goff. Jump stop from 15, puts it up, rolls off the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Asoden. So back-to-back plays where the ball goes off the orange shirts and out of bounds. Now, 36.1 seconds on the clock. Him down the lane. The Crowley wide open for the lay-in. Needham has set the screen. Crowley made the lay-in. The Irish up by four with 27 seconds left. Wow, deep three. Off the end, one go. Rebound tipped around. Leahy goes on the deck out of bounds. A foul is called. The officials will try to sort it out. The Irish execute the inbound play to perfection for the lay-in for Crowley. The Soden foul with 20.6 seconds left. 67-63, the Sales lead it. On that play, Needham at 6-7, screened Crowley's player. John came off the screen wide open. Leahy hit him. He shot it. Crowley's got 7 points in the ballgame. His last two give the Irish a 4-point lead. The foul was on Blount, his third. Blount, excuse me. That'll send Leahy to the free throw line. Zach will shoot the front end of a 1-on-1 with 20.6 seconds left. Coach Lefkoe pulled his players off the free throw line. Zach misses the front end. Here come the Panthers. Slump the other way, trips up with Crowley. Fortunately, the shot didn't go. Collision at the foul line. Blunt smartly put it up off the glass, but it didn't go. So Crowley's going to pick up his fourth foul. And now the freshman, Colby Blunt, who has 9 in the quarter, 25 for the game, missed his first two free throws of the game, but since then has hit 3 of his last 4. He'll shoot the front end of the one-on-one with 15.1 seconds to go, and the Irish up by 4 points. Blunt's front end is good. Introducing himself to the Southeast 2B Conference. First league game for these two teams, and Colby Blunt, 5'8 freshman. 10 in the quarter, 26 for the game, including a big assist a moment ago, and he hits both free throws. Timeout on the floor by Asoden. 15.1 seconds left. The Irish have got an inbound in backcourt, leading by 2 when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
People make all kinds of mistakes with life insurance, like having some coverage but not enough to keep your family in the house, or only having life insurance through work and then losing your job. Want to avoid those mistakes? Get an Allstate agent. They can help you get the coverage your family needs at an affordable price. Are you in good hands?
Your Allstate agent in Walla Walla is Michelle Culligan at 425 West Titan Street, and your Allstate dog is Nellie.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Okay, we're back. As the Irish have broke the huddle, the Panthers still in the huddle. The Irish are up 2. They've got inbound in their own backcourt. Coach Payne drawing up the press. You want to get the steal? If you don't get the steal, who do you foul? Probably John Crowley, who's 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Crowley, Miedema, Richmond, Jacobson, and Leahy in the ballgame. Leahy, a 6'6 sophomore, will inbound. He'll have the baseline to run. They're not going to cover the inbound. 5-on-4. They lob it deep to Crowley behind the defense. Crowley will go up and lay it in. Crowley with triple guardian. I like it. Irish up 5-4 with 6 seconds left. Now Weakland for 3. In and out. One go. Rebound tipped around. Blunt's got it. He's stripped. He's fouled with 9/10 of a second. Well, I'm the football coach. There's our quarterback next year, Zach Leahy. He saw the matchup he wanted. Cover 0, no safety back. Crowley, a 6'2 athletic guy who can run. Trimmel, a 5'11 stout fellow. Crowley ran the fly route. Leahy hit him right in stride. John lays it in. So there's a little football to basketball. And the Irish up by 4 with 9/10 of a second to go. Asoden at the free throw line. Now, what they need here is close to a miracle. What a soap needs to do, let's think this through. 4.9 tenths of a second, they've got to make a free throw, miss the second one, chip it out for a three. I don't think that can happen. Hit both free throws. That's what they need to do. Hit both free throws and hope for the steal or a foul with no time off the clock. So 9 tenths of a second. Blunt at the free throw line to shoot the front end of the one-on-one. The foul is on Richmond. 69-65 to Sales. Free throw is off the mark. Richmond with the rebound, and after the win, he with the rebound half the ball game. The Sales wins it 69-65 to run their win streak to three in a row. More importantly, they start the league season 1-0. We'll be back with a happy total of the DeSales Irish Sweep in this Southeast 2B opener. You've been listening to it on 1320 AM KGDC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hi, I'm Michelle Martiselli-Kelgard, owner of Cugini Italian Imports and Deli. I inherited my Italian grandmother's love for cooking Italian deliciousness and know firsthand about the comfort a good meal prepared by loving hands can provide. I would love to comfort you with some home-cooked Italian deliciousness and help you do the same for your family. In fact, we carefully select our Italian groceries and deli items at Cugini with your comfort in mind. Italian deliciousness awaits you at Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Walla Walla.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live in a festive DeSales Gymnasium. School's out for Christmas vacation. The DeSales girls and the DeSales boys get a doubleheader sweep of Asotin. The Irish boys in a wild back-and-forth offensive contest with some good defensive time as well. They win at 69-65. The Irish started off with a 19-point first quarter. Cameron Richmond, the 6-foot senior, 13 first-quarter points. Colby Blunt, the 5'8 freshman, 8 to lead Asotin. Those two guys would go at it all game long, the senior and the freshman. The Irish led by as many as 10 midway through the second quarter, but a 12-0 run to end the first half by Asotin. They outscore the Irish 18-12 in the quarter and lead the Sales 33-31 half the half. But then a very solid second half for DeSales. They outscore Asotin 19-3 in the third quarter as Tyler Jacobson and Cameron Richmond had big quarters. Tyler, all 8 of his points in that third quarter. Cameron had 9 in the third quarter to give him 24, going into the final 8 minutes, and then a wild fourth quarter. Each team would put up 19 points. The Irish had as much as a 10-point lead. Then took maybe a quick three with about a minute and a half to go. Asotin made a little run, got it within 2 points at 65-63, I think it was, but the Irish outscored the Panthers 4-2 to win it by 4. And that's the scoring summary. When we come back, we'll be visiting with the Sales Irish head coach, John Lesko. His team's now won 3 in a row, and most importantly, 1-0 in Southeast 2B play. The Irish win it 69-65. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC.
When you do and 96% of your customers are happy, if your community bank, you figure out how to thrill all the rest. In a recent survey, 96% of our customers said they were either satisfied or very satisfied with their banking experience. We say, that's a great start, but we're not satisfied. We're going to keep working hard every day to help our customers reach their financial dreams. We've done it for nearly 60 years. We're local money working for local people. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live. As I mentioned, a very contented, happy crowd. Christmas break, couple of wins, and a very contented and pleased boys head coach, John Lesko. John, 69-65 win, three-game win streak, first league game, 19 points in three of your four quarters. Great offensive effort, especially by Cameron Richmond, the blunt kid from Asotin. It's just an extremely entertaining game. You're right there on the sideline, coaching hard. Your perspective of the contest.
Yeah, those are great games, no matter, you know, what. Obviously, you want to win those, but just a couple of real competitors going at it, and then, you know, they had, you know, great teammates. I mean, we did a great job setting up Cam, you know, getting them in good position, and he just made the plays, so it's pretty good. But, you know, we won it just with enough defensive stops, not quite where our defense needs to be, but, you know, I think Isaiah came in and, you know, kind of slowed it down and kind of got our tempo back where we wanted it. So it really was kind of the defense that turned the corner, although we had some open gaps there.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Cameron had the awesome game. He finishes with 34 points. He had only two in the second quarter, but other than that, they could not match up with him because he can hit the three. He's fast with the dribble. A lot of guys have to slow down a little bit when they dribble the ball. He seems to almost get a little faster. And you mentioned Isaiah Standard. I think once, I can't remember when I commented, but at one point when he was on the blunt kick, his kid's good, but the freshman in him came out for a while there. Isaiah was rattling a little bit, forced some turnovers, and like you said, I thought that kind of got the confidence level up, saying, hey, this kid isn't superhuman. And Cameron,
good,
and Cameron kind of was. So you had the defensive stops when you needed them in a hectic, fast-paced game, and Cameron with the 34, and you guys are 1-0 league. You've won 3 in a row, and you got Dayton tomorrow.
Yeah, that's we're just trying to get better, Coach. You know how it is. We stole your football play there at the end.
I like that.
So
took some time explaining that.
Yeah, I tried to explain it on the chalkboard, and then they said, "Oh, you want us to run 7 or something like that." So they knew what they were doing.
I think they were not. Well, but they. Zach Leahy found the matchup. He's the slow guy down the floor, and John Crowley finished at the end.
Yeah, he did finish. Yeah, that was good. So, yeah, it's a team effort. I really, we're playing pretty hard. We're still making some mistakes and don't kind of understand things real well, but, you know, I think they're listening. They're working hard. We had a pretty good week of practice. You know, it didn't come out very well against Oaksdale, and but they understand. I mean, you don't have to tell them. They know where they're at, so.
I know, you know, I talked about that in the pregame. On paper, Asotin beat Oaksdale by 50. We're down 15-5 at one point. So on paper, it looks like an upset. But every game's different, as we both know. And the thing I was thinking about as we sit here now is it's going to be a great film for you guys. There's a lot of teachable moments in this film moving forward into the Christmas break.
Yeah, the kids have been doing a good job with film. We've, you know, pointed out some stuff and had them, you know, look at some stuff. And, you know, film doesn't lie, so it's a pretty good job. But they really have gotten a lot better at studying that. So that's, you know, beneficial down the road as we come into certain situations. They understand, you know, where we want them to go and execute.
So you got Dayton on the road tomorrow, and then Christmas breaks upon us, the A. Davidson Classic. What's the plan over break to get better? Obviously, the game's on Monday and Tuesday in the D.A. Davidson Classic, but other than that.
Yeah, it's just practice, you know, kind of just understanding some certain spots we're getting. I thought, you know, initially we handled the pressure really well and had great spacing, and then, you know, we didn't stay true to it. And when you don't, you get out of position, it makes things, you know, a lot harder. So just, you know, grinding it out. We call it just grinding it out for, you know, for the whole game.
And,
you know,
little things.
Yeah, we do good spurts, and, you know, it's a lot better than, you know, first game against Burbank, but, you know, we got a long ways to go to improve.
Well, you guys are on the right track. Three-game win streak. Coach, Derek Quinn, player of the game.
That's your job.
Well, kind of hard not to give it to Cameron Richmond with 34 points. Definitely an honorable mention, I think, to Isaiah Stanek.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, one did end up with 27, but it was pretty easy early on for him.
Yeah.
He scored 8 quick ones, and I'm thinking, geez. And then Isaiah kind of got up in his mush a little bit and made it a lot harder for him. But he's a player.
Yeah.
But we got a guy, Cameron Richmond, 34 points, and a good group of teammates around him. Maybe he'll take him with him to the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, there
you go. Well, good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you up in Dayton. John Lesko, 3-game win streak. The Irish boys win at 69-65 in a very competitive, very entertaining high school basketball game. Saw two offensive stars, Cameron Richmond for the Irish and Colby Blunt for Asotin. We saw some hard-nosed defense by several players, some big plays, some key moments where they had to shoot some free throws. Some went the way they wanted, some did not. Just an all-in-all very good high school basketball game. We're going to take one more break, and we'll come back, and I'll share the nuts and bolts of the statistics with you and wrap things up here from DeSales. The Irish boys win it 69-65. To run their record of 3-2, but more importantly, 1-0 in the Southeast 2B Conference. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
It sure seems that everyone is pressed for time. When you're in a hurry, it's nice to know your Walla Walla Farmers Co-op store is close by. Because the C-Store is open 24 hours a day, you've got time. The C-Store offers delicious deli lunch specials for under $5, and they have the coldest drinks in town. Stop by the drive-thru and order your favorite hot or cold espresso in the comfort of your car. You can always count on friendly staff and friendly prices at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op C-Store, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett. Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. We'll wrap things up on a doubleheader sweep on the last day of school this year. It'll be 2015 when we go back to school. Christmas break is upon us, and the Irish girls got us off to a good start with a 47-39 win. down 3.5, outscored Asotin 14-5 in the fourth quarter to win by 8 to run their win streak to 3 games, and the boys follow suit in a hectic, fast-paced, athletic game. We had scoring, we had defense, we had turnovers, we had crazy situations, we had dislocated fingers and all kinds of stuff going on in this ball game. Very entertaining contest. The Irish boys win it 69-65. So both the girls and the boys are 3-2. Both girls and boys riding 3-game win streaks on the way to Dayton. The Lady Irish, a tough test up there. Dayton is undefeated. The Dayton boys, I think, are winless at this point. So on paper, a tougher matchup for the Lady Irish. Let's look at the scoring totals for the boys contest. For the Panthers, scoring, Jake Goff, 2 points. 2 points for Ryan Weiss, a lay-in in the fourth quarter on a beautiful assist from Colby Blunt. 8 points for Dane Slaybaugh. 11 points for Thomas Weekland on 3 3-point field goals. But Tyler Jacobs did a nice job on that sophomore defensively in the fourth quarter. He did not get a good look at a shot in the fourth quarter. 15 points for Aaron Trimble, the 5'11 senior, shooting those set shot three-pointers. He hit 3 threes in the game, was also 2 for 2 from the line. He hit 2 of those threes in the fourth quarter, but John Crowley beat him deep on that inbound play in backcourt. And the Irish stretched the lead out to 4 as Leahy hit Crowley down the left sideline and in for the lay-in. And then 27 points for Colby Blunt, the 5'8 freshman. 8 first quarter points, 12 by halftime, 4 in the third quarter, and 11 points in that wild fourth quarter when each team scored 19 points. Driving to the basket for most of his points, steals and scoring in transition, struggled a little bit from beyond the arc, struggled a bit from the free throw line at 5 for 9 from the stripe, but he was 3 of 4 in the fourth quarter, but did miss the front end of a one-on-one late, but at that point, there were 0.9 seconds left, and they were down by 4. But Colby Blunt, 5'8 freshman, impressive basketball player. For the Sales, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players got in the ballgame. 6 of them scored. Good balance, and then a big number at the top of the sheet. Dominic Kelgard had 6 points, including a big 18-foot jumper with the shot clock running out late in the fourth quarter. 6 for Zach Leahy. The 6'6 sophomore had the matchup of Colby Blunt hounding him all game long, had the height advantage with Blunt, a quick, heady defensive guard. Isaiah Standard, 6 points all in the first half, but he made Blunt work for those 27 points, like Isaiah Tussle. 9 points for John Crowley. He hit that lay-in off the press break to kind of ice it at the end. 8 points for Tyler Jacobson, all in the third quarter when Coach Lesko commented that they were breaking the press very well for a while, and Tyler finished nicely for 8 third-quarter points. And then Cameron Richmond, the only DeSales player in double figures, 34 points, just 1 less than half of their 69 total, 13 in the first quarter, only 2 in the second quarter, 9 in the third quarter, and 10 in the decisive fourth quarter, including 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Cameron was 4 of 6 for the game. Nice offensive effort. Great hustle effort by the whole team, including Cameron, of course, with the 6-foot senior, our Dairy Queen player of the game. Free throw shooting, the Irish really struggled. Just 5 of 12 from the line. The Panthers a little bit better at 11 for 17. The Irish committed 18 fouls. The Panthers committed 13. Rebounding. Totals, the Irish out-rebound the Panthers in a very close battle, 31-30 unofficially. Zach Leahy, the 6'6 sophomore, 10 rebounds to go with his 6 points to lead the Irish. I do not have individual stats on rebounds for the Panthers. The Irish committed 19 turnovers. The Panthers committed 16. Definitely some things to clean up there in ball security. But 3 wins in a row, study the film, head to Dayton tomorrow, and then Christmas break. And then the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic, December 29th and 30th. Okay. We named our Dairy Queen players of the game for both contests, but I made a mistake up at Oaksdale on Tuesday. and I'm going to give out another Dairy Queen certificate. When I got up to Oaksdale in their small Hoosier-style gymnasium, their very narrow bleachers, old-school bleachers, I dropped the cell phone that I used to broadcast the contest down in the bottom of the bleachers. It wasn't very far to go, only five rows of bleachers, but there was no way I was going to be able to get down there and get it. So Jack Lesko slithered his way in there, got that cell phone out for me. Then when I went to hook up my headphone, the end of the cord went down with the, in between the bleachers. No big deal normally, but only being five rows high, the cord got all the way down to the bottom, and when I went to pull it back up, the connector got hooked under part of the bracing. Again, Jack Lesko to the rescue, and I meant to give him player of the game up there on Tuesday. So, belatedly, Jack Lesko, without him, I'd have had a tough time getting the game on the air from Oaksdale on Tuesday. So I'll give out an extra certificate tonight, one to Jack Lesko. All right, so that about wraps it up. At Dayton tomorrow, girls will tip off at 5 o'clock. I'd like to thank all of you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Great job back at the studio by Mark. Please patronize all of our great sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. And with that, I hope you continue to have a blessed Advent season. Looking forward to the blessed Christmas season. And until tomorrow, we'll be on the air about 4:40 for the 5 o'clock tip-off from Dayton. This is Mike Spees saying God bless and sending you back to the studios at 1320 AM KGDC.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 1320 AM KGDC. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.